Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
What the heck is going on with all these promotional popcorn buckets? The giant shorts that all of Gen Z is wearing now? And whatever the heck Hyrox is? I'm comedian and certified hater Matt Belisai, and these are the types of questions I'm demanding answers to on my podcast, What the Heck with Matt Belisai. Listen or watch every Thursday as I rant about all the internet trends, pop culture stories, and personal mayhem that makes me scream, What the Heck? Follow What the Heck with Matt Belisai wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you embarrassed to be from Minnesota? I'm not embarrassed, but I am sick of having to explain what the heck is going on here. It's drive time. Jason with you, Dan here, Laura Oakes bringing you up to date on the news as well. Michelle Tafoya has done a couple of interviews where she has said that it's embarrassing to be from Minnesota. And we can get into a conversation at 651-461-9226 if this is a good political strategy. I have my doubts. But in no way am I embarrassed to be from Minnesota. Here's what Michelle Tafoya said in an interview, trying to make the argument that she's going to turn it around so you guys don't have to apologize for being from here anymore.
Minnesotans are exhausted, and John, quite frankly, they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
I have talked to hundreds of voters in Minnesota who have told me, gosh, I went on vacation this summer. I didn't want to tell people where I was from because it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And it's true.
Is it? 651-461-9226. We have a practice today of making everything so personal. And when I heard this interview, and she repeated this sort of commentary, she said this a number of times before. This isn't just one interview being taken out of context. But I don't know, man, like, because there's screwed up stuff that's been happening in this state doesn't make me want to say I'm from Iowa. What? Why? I guess I don't get the logic. I don't get the logic. And is your life so politically focused that, like, you're on vacation in Boston or L.A. or Washington, D.C., and you're, like, hanging out at a bar or at a national park? And someone's like, God, where are you from? Oof. I don't want to say. Is that real? I don't know. To me, I could never imagine. I'm proud to be from Minnesota. That doesn't waver based on who's in political office, what scandal is going on right here. No, absolutely not. 651-461-9226. Commenters online on our Facebook page where we're streaming and on YouTube, are you embarrassed to be from Minnesota? Ann Nordby says no. Neil says, I'm proud that I live in Minnesota. Bill is in Emperor Grove Heights. Bill, are you embarrassed to be from Minnesota?
No, I'm born and raised in Minnesota, and I've lived in three other states, including Illinois and Texas and Florida, and I'm always proud to have been from Minnesota, still proud. And I think for somebody who's not originally from Minnesota, who moved here, who's a transplant, which is frankly one thing, can we ever really trust the transplant?
Hey, wait a minute.
Come on.
Bill, I've
you
only...
You're not born...
That's true. That? I mean, how many years do I need to get to? Is 25 enough where I'll be legit, or will I always be a carpetbagger?
I think your radio predecessor's dad, half of his lifetime, half of the Sid Hartman lifetime, and then you can claim it. That's what I think.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, that's what I think. No, I just, and to run around, and I know there's a lot of people on social media who tell everybody they're, you know, not happy to be from Minnesota. They have to
Can't wait to get out of this state.
Right. I went to Disney World and I wore my Rebel Star Wars Minnesota Loon shirt, and I had probably about 20 people that told me, right on, man, and they liked the shirt. And I'm not happy about the fraud. I'm certainly not. I don't think it's great.
Same,
but
yeah.
Like, you know, I'm that doesn't make me less. At least I'm from a state where we still try to help people. Right. We are from a state where we made a mistake, but we also didn't, you know, we had a federal government that sent people here and killed two people. So I just think I think that's the wrong political strategy. And if you're going to crap on your state, you're just not going to get people out to vote for you.
Yeah, I sort of feel that way, too. Thanks, Bill. Beth is on a phone at 651-461-9226. Beth, are you embarrassed to be from Minnesota?
I am not.
Yeah. Do you get where Michelle Tafoya is coming from? Because I do get where she's coming from, but it still rubs me the wrong way, you know?
Well, I get where she's coming from because I believe perhaps she's thinking that that's how her usual constituency feels. But if she wants to more broadly appeal to, you know, more centrist people so she can get herself elected, I think it's the wrong message. And one of the reasons I think that way is my adult daughter went to France in June. My brother, who will remain nameless but is a retired high-ranking member of the Minnesota National Guard, told my daughter, he said, don't tell people you're from the United States. Tell people you're from Minnesota.
Huh.
And that's what they both did. He was in Norway. She was in France. And, you know, no, Minnesota is not a dirty word. And my best, my one of my good friends in Dallas is so proud to say she's a Minnesotan. So I think as a political strategy, maybe it would work for running for governor, but I don't think it's going to work for her.
Thanks, Beth. Appreciate that. It is an interesting question, right? This idea, and I get where people are coming from, right? So I'm not bringing this up to blast Michelle Tafoya, because I think this sort of messaging I've been hearing a lot about, and it does make me think, look, as situations change, as different things go on, it's understandable that your level of satisfaction with where you live ebbs and flows. I get that. I just, like, the people who are like, I can't wait to get out of here, which frankly, and I'm sure we'll see this probably now deleted post on Twitter back in the ads against Michelle Tafoya. But Tafoya had posted before that she want, you know, first chance she gets, she's going to move out of here, or she's exploring moving out of here. If I remember right, I recall seeing some sort of social media post like that. And look, you're allowed to have some frustration. You're allowed to have hyperbole. Like, to me, that's not like, oh, we're done with you. This conversation has no bearing on how I feel about this Senate race and how I'm going to vote. I don't know how I'm going to vote. I'm looking forward to the campaign with these two, with Peggy Flanagan and Michelle Tafoya. But to me, like, I'm proud to be from Minnesota. And if someone's going to ask, I don't know, doesn't this say more about like the kind of people you surround yourself with? And you kind of get around, you're griping about like, I hate this state. Well, you can get away with that for a little bit, but I would like to vote for people who love this state. Deb's in Owatonna. Deb, embarrassed to be from Minnesota? I get where Michelle Tafoya is coming from. I reject that way of framing it.
Am I on?
You're on, Deb. Go for it.
Oh, okay. Yes, a very good question. I think that Michelle Tafoya has talked to a number of people, and they have told her that's how they feel.
Yeah, I believe that.
Doesn't mean she feels that way. She's running because she loves the state. She's lived here for a long time. She's always been very positive about Minnesota. Does not mean that's how she feels. She wants to fix that so people do feel some sense. These people, I'm not saying everybody,
sure,
like you,
sure,
the commentator, are saying you're proud. I grew up here, but I will say I do live now in Florida. And whenever I mention where I've been from, where I grew up, people kind of laugh.
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about that? I feel embarrassed. That's when you feel embarrassed. It's like, come on, there's some beauty in this state. There's many people, wonderful people, great lakes, great territory. But it's the government. It's the, why is Governor Walz not running again? Just ask yourself that question.
Yeah, I think we know why he's not running again, right? Thanks, Deb. Danny in Maple Grove. I mean, he's not running again because there's no way he was going to win. He was going to bring down the Democratic ticket because of the constant questions and legitimate questions about fraud. Danny, are you embarrassed to tell people you're from Minnesota?
Well, first of all, I was in Minnesota for 60 years. We went to Florida for 20 years, and now we're back here in Minnesota because it's such a great place to live. But I am embarrassed about being from Minnesota and having Michelle Tafoya be selected as a candidate to run for Senate when she is a person who has absolutely no bona fides. She has never done public service. She's never served on a committee. She has nothing to offer the people of Minnesota who are willing to sacrifice to live here because it's a great place. So I'm embarrassed that they would have selected her to be a candidate.
Thanks, Danny. I don't think you need to have done the gig before to be a good candidate. I don't. I think it's about leadership. It's about vision. It's about getting people to support you in the electorate. It's about getting people to work with you at the Senate. Like, to me, does your past record help? Yes. But it's not a deal breaker for me. 651-461-9226. Lots of texts coming in. We'll share more of your texts, more of your calls. Are you embarrassed to be from Minnesota? I'm not. I'm not. And I wish we didn't wrap everything in our politics. Drive Time back in just a minute.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more, I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
If you're the type of person who wants data not assumptions. Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you embarrassed to be from Minnesota? Texture really perfectly encapsulated how I feel about this. Michelle Tafoya, in an interview, said that she's been talking to a lot of people who are saying it's embarrassing when you go on vacation and someone says, where are you from, to admit that you're from Minnesota. Texture says, I'm not embarrassed, but I have to admit I've had to defend it several times. I think that's fair. I have had to. You get this sort of like, what's going on there? That's that kind of question. Texter's proud, not at all embarrassed to be from Minnesota, however embarrassed for the city of Minneapolis and its leadership. Another texter saying, considering the dumb questions people outside of Minnesota have asked me about the state, they are the ones I'm embarrassed for. Texter says Minneapolis is the embarrassment. My friends up north would love to separate from the Twin Cities. I hear that attitude a lot around the state. It makes me sad. I know we've always had this sort of little bit of separation between greater Minnesota, where they would call us the cityites, and people in greater Minnesota love to play the victim by talking about one time that Tim Walz said it's rocks and cows country. It's not productive to me. I love every part, every area of this state. I wouldn't want, part of the magic of Minneapolis and St. Paul is that you're a close drive to the country, the rural parts of this state. You're close to the range. You're close to the bluffs. You're close to Red Wing. Like, all that stuff is cool.
I wonder what those folks would think when they saw their new property tax bill after the resources of southern portions of Minnesota were denied to them.
I think it's more, don't you think it's more just a fact that people feel, I guess I can't tell if it's people feel disrespected by the city people. Because the city people, I think, for years, I would say, man, people in the cities look down on the greater Minnesota people as like somehow they're dumber or something like that. You know, more it's country bumpkins. I don't know. Like these days, I definitely feel more of the frustration coming from rural Minnesota. Remember the one Minnesota bit from Governor Walz? Would have been nice. Maybe it was just a pipe dream even back then. Ken is in Crosby, 651-461-9226. Ken, are you embarrassed to be from Minnesota?
Well, I'll give you my true experience. I grew up as a farm boy in the little town of Milroy, Walnut Grove. And when I graduated from high school, I went to Mankato for 4 years. And then I spent 35 years in Bloomington and now the last 20 in Crosby. And we winter in Florida, Sandra, my wife and I. And when all I have down in Florida, all I had was Minnesota T-shirts, every color and everything. And that's what I would wear, whether I went to the grocery store or anything. And I would always be, oh, you're from Minnesota. Or, where are you from in Minnesota? So we'd always have a really good conversation. And then all of a sudden, after last year, the 2 years, I'm wearing my Minnesota shirt. And instead of saying, oh, where are you from? They're saying, are you from Minnesota? That was exactly the classic phrase that I'm getting. Yeah. So I'm sorry I'm not wearing my Minnesota shirts anymore.
Oh, yeah. It is, you know, I think a lot of this has to do with who you surround yourself with. And we're getting a lot of texters saying, oh, when I go to Florida, everyone's ba, 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 ba. Well,
right.
Yeah, of course. You left Minnesota to go to a no income tax state where right. it's very conservative, probably, in the spots that people are going. I bet True. it's a big Fox News crowd. And yes, mm-hmm. Minnesota, for some ways, very well deserved, has been mocked in the national media. So I get that, but I also do think it very much has to do with who we surround ourselves with, right? Like the callers who called in and said, oh, I'm getting applauded for wearing my Minnesota. Sure, if you go to more liberal areas, they're probably like, hey, Minnesota, you guys stood up to ICE. Pretty cool.
Yeah, but you know, it's unfortunate. There's really only one word that distinguishes us now, and the word is fraud. I mean, if you could eliminate the word fraud, and that's the one that's where we've got our label on our forehead now,
it wouldn't be so bad. Do you think that's fair? I mean, you know, when you think about Florida, for example, I mean, for years and years, the mockery would be about like the way that Florida would show up in the news. And if you want to find fraud, I think you can find it in Florida. I'm not saying like I'm not trying to downplay our fraud. We got our problems. But it is interesting how we've become. Well, it's not all that interesting. The president made us the poster child for this. So that's sort of how it went.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
It's a dynamic. I wish it would go away as quickly as it came, though. It came on really fairly quickly. It's not going away quite as quick.
That's an excellent point, Ken. Thank you. John, you're on CCO. Embarrassed or not?
Not at all. I moved over to New Richmond to be close to family a few years ago, but I'm very proud of where I'm from. But something you mentioned in the last segment, I kind of wanted to touch on. So you said that you want a candidate who has a vision and things like that. I want a candidate who will listen. Where did the shame? Why is there shame and saying, I don't have all the answers, but I want to listen to your problems and try and solve them. You know, everyone comes in with, I'm going to do A, B, C, and D. Have you actually listened to anybody that you represent?
Boy, that's such a good point. That's such a good point, John, because we've gotten into this sort of crazy world where candidates now are going to release their, here's my 27-point plan on this. Now, I want you to have some ideas. But I feel what you're saying. Like, I want people running from office who can hear us and listen to us as well. I think that's part of the frustration people are having, right? That we don't feel like our voice is being listened to.
Sure, it's honest and human, too. You know, if you truly believe that you're going to elect somebody that knows everything and knows how to solve every problem, you're kidding yourself. I'd rather have somebody who's approachable and I can talk to. You know, granted, I don't think I'm going to walk in and have an audience with a U.S. senator whenever I want to, but, there are some representatives where, this station has tried to get a hold of dozens of times, and they can't. I would love if someone was approachable and accountable for their decisions.
Good call. Thanks, John. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening and for calling in. Jason, I've lived in Minnesota for nearly 60 years. We do not look down on our state. What we do have to do is defend ourselves for being a city and for spending on bike lanes. The Minneapolis kind of conversation. Minneapolis funds 66% of the state's resources. It is true. We've tried to talk about that. I don't know that that is a winning argument, though. We fund you. I don't know how to change minds on this one, to be honest. I wish I had. The only thing I think that sort of changes people's minds is getting them to come here, see the lakes, see the theater, go to a Twins game, like that kind of stuff, you know. But it's tough. Good calls. Great texts. It's an interesting scenario, right? And I'm not blasting Michelle Tafoya on this because I think she is tapping into a real frustration that people have out there. My message is do not be embarrassed to be from this state. And can we get it back to where we aren't a laughing stock? Yes. But it takes two in this party. Yes, you got to clean things up in Minnesota, but you also have to have a president who is not hell-bent on putting that bullseye right over our state. That's part of this. Why are we a national in the national attention. Some of it is mismanagement of this state by people and Democrats in this state. Some of it is because of the fault of the thieves, the fraudsters. And then some of it is also the fault of the president. Let's break. In a minute, there's been a big effort put on bringing movies back to Minnesota, getting more production happening here. I think we all like it, right? Don't you guys like it when you see a Minnesota scene in a movie? A film has been shot here and it's debuting this week. We are going to speak with one of the actors in the movie Good Sport in just a minute here on Drive Time.
Hey, our ride's almost here. Are you ready?
Just grabbing my shoes.
That's what you said 10 minutes ago.
I just wrapped a video call, uploading this giant file on my tablet, looking at my watch go bananas with the group chat, and, of course, still lining up tonight's playlist on my phone.
All at once?
Yep, story of my life. That's why I switched to T-Mobile. They have the fastest 5G network.
Okay, multitasker. I see you.
Honestly, I never imagined I could do all this at once. It's awesome.
Say no more. I'm totally switching. My post is taking way too long to upload.
That's a sign. You've got to get T-Mobile.
So many reasons to join T-Mobile. Find yours at T-Mobile.com.
Fastest based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data of national speed score results incorporating 5G download and upload speeds for the first half of 2026.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.